Gingrich, Anti-Semitism a Dominant Factor in the Democratic Party. By Jeff Poor on October 19, 2023. On the heels of President Joe Biden's primetime address about the conflict in Israel during Thursday's broadcast of Fox Business Network's Kudlow, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich argued anti-Semitism was a dominant factor for the so-called left wing of the Democratic Party. He noted the left's opposition to the existence of Israel. He said there was no question some members of the U.S. House of Representatives, including Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, were pro-terrorism. Well, look, on the left wing of the Democratic Party, anti-Semitism and the desire to destroy Israel is now a dominant real factor, he said. I think that people need to recognize that the left is deeply opposed to democracy. They're deeply opposed to the survival of Israel. And I think that's part of a general pattern on the left. And I think that you see this with these huge demonstrations, and it's going to raise real questions. I was glad to see House Republicans begin to talk about hearing on whether to take away the tax-deductible status of places like Harvard and University of Pennsylvania and Yale, Gingrich added. Harvard has $40 plus billion, in their endowment, and I think that has to be looked at. And you also have to look at where the money comes from because the universities won't tell you. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.